I didn't know where to go, but I remembered my father's aunt, Betsy Trotwood. She was my only relative in the world. Perhaps she could help me. She lived near Dover, and I decided to go and find her. I left for Dover with very little money and a small suitcase, and I was extremely unlucky. A thief pushed me against a wall and stole the little money and the suitcase. I sat down in the street and started crying.
"I've lost everything I own in the world,"
I thought sadly.
"Now what can I do?"
I had to walk to Dover, because I didn't have the money to pay the coach. The journey took 6 days, and I had to sell my jacket for a few coins so that I could buy some food. At night, I slept under the trees or in old empty buildings. When I got to the seaside town of Dover, I asked a few people where Miss Betsy Trotwood lived. They told me where to go, and I walked up to the top of a hill where I saw a small cottage with a garden in front. Suddenly, I was afraid.
"What will my aunt think of me?"
I asked myself.
"My face and hands are dirty and my clothes are old. Perhaps she won't even invite me into her house."
When Miss Betsy saw me, she shouted,
"Go away! Don't walk on my grass!"
"Please, madam,"
I said bravely.
"Please, Aunt Betsy."
"What?"
she cried, looking at me in great surprise.
"Please, Aunt Betsy, I'm your nephew, David Copperfield. You came on the night I was born and saw my dear mother. My life has been very unhappy since she died. My stepfather sent me to work in London, and I hated it and ran away. Then someone stole my money and suitcase, and I had to walk all the way from London."
I felt weak and suddenly fell to the ground. My aunt picked me up gently and took me into her sitting room. She wrapped me in a big blanket and put me on her sofa. Then she called Mr. Dick, a man who stayed with her. People thought he wasn't intelligent, but he was very kind.
"Mr. Dick, what can we do with this boy?"
she asked.
"You remember that I had a nephew in Suffolk? Well, this is his son, David."
"Oh," he exclaimed. "Well, first of all, wash him, and then give him some clean clothes and some good food."
"Well done, Mr. Dick,"
said my aunt happily.
"You always have the right answer."